For anyone curious about what he's referencing,
worked out super hard and now is ripped. That's why if you're watching the video, she has to wear all the baggy sweaters to not make me feel embarrassed.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Pointless Discourse with myself, Apocalypse, and DK.
Boom, I opened up all the tabs with this one. And hello, I am D-Pain as I do a quick count to find out which episode this is. Episode 6. That means we are here. Okay, so if this is your first episode here, I have a website with the top 40 Gravity Falls facts, which I feel like top is very loosely used, but maybe we'll get into the nitty-gritty ones as we go farther down. But number 6 on this list is, at one point in the series, Disney censored out a homosexual couple. Alex Hirsch told Mary Sue in an interview that in early storyboards of an episode entitled The Love God, where people in a diner begin falling in love with each other, two elderly women are coupled. Disney censorship team asked Hirsch to remove it and to avoid any complaints from any homophobic parents. Thankfully, Disney changed a lot since then.
Thankfully. Yep. I thought they were going to reference the police couple, because I always thought that they were a couple.
I could see it.
But The Love God, that is a fun episode.
I'm like trying to remember that. I'm going to look it up real quick. Is that a...
I think it's in the later season. Like, no, I don't think it's in season 1. I think it's in season 2, where they get access to the potion and they start... I think Mabel is trying to prove she's a matchmaker, and they go to like the festival concert thing, and there's the one guy who says that he's like guy who writes songs about love, and she takes the potion and she
the cherub.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because she thinks she can be a better matchmaker.
Mm-hmm. I do remember this. It is season 2, the 9th episode.
Yeah, because I figured it was season 2 because it's post a breakup of some characters.
Yes.
I assume there should be, I mean, we are spoiling things, but I assume...
We're going to spoil things in order, dang it.
Yes. Yeah, we're here. So you were on the 6th fact. Mm-hmm. So we're here for the 6th episode of the first season of Gravity Falls.
I almost dropped my cap. My water bottle. I was like, nope. Also, something that I didn't realize, otherwise I would have brought it up last episode. Welcome to episode 151.
Wow. Yeah.
Last week was 150.
Yeah, us batch recording over the holidays. I don't remember what episode we're on.
You also have another good reason today why you shouldn't remember what episode we're on, except what we're talking about.
Yes. No. For anyone curious about what he's referencing,
Worked out super hard and now is ripped. That's why if you're watching the video, she has to wear all the baggy sweaters to not make me feel embarrassed.
No, it was the opposite of getting ripped. It was getting ripped apart toned. By food. Yeah, I don't know what it was, but a couple days ago, it was one of those. My body was like, you have not eaten in like 12 hours, but we need to remove something in the system. And I was like, but there's nothing to be removed. And they're like, no. There's always something in the system. And I was like, I don't like this.
Mm-hmm. Your body looked at you in the mirror and said, so, what are your thoughts of health practices in ancient Rome? Because you're about to do some of that.
Yeah, they were like, oh, there's nothing in your stomach currently? Oh, I'll prove you wrong. And I was like,
That is always the worst. I know that is not what we're talking about today, but it's like, I get like... vomit sick is like it there's like years in between that happening for me, And it's like every time it does happen, like it happened a year ago, so I'm good for like another like 9 years. Nice. Well, oh, I'm gonna regret that in like a couple months. But anyway, that happened, and it's like, but anyway, it's just like, especially depending on how you eat and all that. I think it's the worst. I realized when you're living alone and you have a stomach bug, mm-hmm. and like to the point where you are like projecting. I think it is like one of the worst things, because it's like, I realized, I'm like, okay, well, I don't have anyone here to like help me. So it's like, there were so many times where like in my apartment, my bedroom is on the other side of the apartment from my bathroom, and it's not a far distance.
But it feels far.
It is like an 8 mile walk to get there when I'm like, I gotta vomit and everything hurts. And I am, I did not foresee these events to buy a bucket. Update, I still don't have a vom bucket.
I should also invest one of those. Luckily, it wasn't so bad to the point where I didn't feel like I lost control of my body. But it was like, I would get a cramp and be like, I don't think a cramp's a good thing to have. And I'd wander to the bathroom mm-hmm. and be like, okay, I don't feel bad. And then suddenly my body was like, this looks like a bathroom. Let's squeeze from the middle like a tube of toothpaste. And I was like, okay.
Yeah. Oh, that didn't happen to me too. Where I'm like, oh man, I'm taking number two. But I think if I push, I'm gonna be releasing pressure from every end.
What I will say, without being gross, is I look out that my bathroom is my toilet and my bathtub. I can reach both at the same time from the same seated position.
Not me. Not like, not that I could reach my bathroom to your bathtub, but for me, it's like there is no bathtub. Yeah.
Because I know my apartment, I didn't have that. So I remember I got sick once in my apartment. That's when I had watched Gravity Falls like 50 times in a row, because I had I had one stomach bug where I was sick continuously for 3 days rather than just being tired mm-hmm. after the initial release of what it was. But yeah, in that bathroom, it was exponentially worse, because I'd be like you said, you go through one portion of you exits your body, and then the other portion of you is like, I also have to exit. And I'm like, even if I flush, it's gonna smell awful when I turn around.
Yeah, it's like, I think the worst thing is like, I pushed and that activated me having to vomit, but the thing is like, it was just gas, and so I'm like, I'm gonna puke. And then it was just like, now I have a cloud of gas that I'm trying to vomit, but I'm just dry heaving and nothing's coming out. It's like, this is the opposite of that Miley Cyrus TV show. This is the worst of both worlds.
Yeah,
nothing has been released.
Yeah, I think just that feeling of your body like squeezing on its own, and you feel like you have no control, is just so ugh. But anyway, yeah. On a lighter note, Gravity Falls, the show,
you know,
for children.
That would have worked a lot better when Mabel got, like, super high off of, like, illegal candy.
And was
she
like,
wanted to vomit.
Yes.
It also would have worked really well for the first episode.
Also
with
true,
gnome
with the gnomes.
Bombing.
Yeah. Now, this one is kind of food related.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, hopefully not a food that anyone got sick from, but
We're gonna find out. Hey.
As we jump into this episode named Dipper versus Manliness, which you said is when I first started like talking about the show to you.
There's a character in this show that was brought up on an earlier podcast episode that is the first reference I ever heard of this show.
That would be for me. But okay, mm-hmm. So let's roll some dice and see what order we talk in, because we play RPGs that shall not be named that use D20s, such that they can't take any money from us. I know that they've gone back and they're changing it again, but
yeah, for like the... Never mind, I'm not going in a history lesson.
I don't think I'm talking this week.
We tied. I got a 5-2.
We also got a... What do we do for tiebreakers?
I don't remember. I think we just roll again. Okay. This happens so rarely. Oh, I got a 12.
Oh, looks like it's your episode this week.
Oh! No. Alrighty. I know we haven't been saying it in front of these episodes, but if anyone has been interested in this show that came out 11 years ago, okay, we're drawing close to 11 years ago. that's on you. it's an Alizable. It's an easy watch anywhere, unless you're me and the internet says. Goodbye. Psych, it's back. Which I believe it's like the only reason I finished watching the show. But anyway, we start up this episode to where we have... I don't know if they introduced the name of this character. It's written in the wiki, but I don't know if they actually ever introduces his name. But his name is Tyler Cute Biker.
Oh, yeah. I don't think at this point they've introduced who he is, but he's been a reoccurring side character. Yeah,
he's been here a few times, but he always shows up and he's like, get him! Also, this was talking about Disney censorship and all that stuff. When I read that fact, he was also someone that came to mind and was like, he seems like at that, when the time the show was made, would be like your stereotypical... like a gay man in a show.
I could see that because he has very particular.
Yeah, he has very, and like, kind of. Like at that time, it feels like, the majority of times when it was like, a gay man show, and it was someone that was like overly had like a lot of feminine. Behaviors.
Mm-hmm.
So. Any poop, that's not what we're talking about today. So anyway, he's in there, and he is like, I want to get my Christmas shopping done early. Which, I don't know anybody... Well, actually, that's true. I know somebody that did that when I lived in upstate New York, and I was like, why are you talking to me? I don't know who you are. I'm just trying to eat breakfast. But anyway, so they're in there. He's like looking at everything, and Dipper and Mabel come in, and they're like... pretty much complaining to Stan. They're like, we're hungry, and talking about stretching I don't know why this made me think of a tube of toothpaste, but it's just like Mabel and Dipper have the ability to like
pull their stomachs out
like protruding from them as they're just like slamming their guts against each other, just like, we're hungry. And Stan's just like, we can't go until this guy figures out what he wants. And he shows, like, Tyler, like, point at multiple different things to the point where they're like, are we really going to do this? And, so they just lock him in the store and run as he just, like, panther or tiger or whatever it was.
Yeah, that was my favorite line for a while. And anytime I would go like shopping to places that had animal shirts, I'd be like, panther shirt, puma shirt, panther shirt, puma shirt. Are they not the same cat? I always forget.
I don't know off the top of my head. You are, I mean, I watched you play zoo builder. So you are the animal extraordinaire.
So cougars and panthers are different, but a mountain lion, a puma, a cougar, and a panther is known by more names than any other mammal.
Mm-hmm. I was also expecting that the puma and panther bit to be the closing.
to bring it back. They have done that before.
Yep. That's what I was expecting because I couldn't remember it. Spoilers, that's not what it is. But we'll get there when we get there.
It's a good one.
So they leave him in there, and they go to the store, and to where we are now brought with our branching storylines. Stan goes and orders food for everybody, which is just like...
He asks, can I get do partial plates here? And mm-hmm. Lazy Susan's like, of course.
Yeah.
So he gets a quarter of a plate.
Yeah,
and then a free dressing for Mabel.
For Mabel, and then I think it was like ketchup for Dipper or something like that.
Very not food.
Oh, a Dipper gets a cup of salad dressing. Wait. Yeah, a plate of ketchup for Dipper and a cup of salad dressing for Mabel, since he wants to save money.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's when Mabel's like, I want pancakes. But Grunkle Stan doesn't want to spend the money.
You don't know what flour they put in those these days.
Yep. So that's when Dipper, looking at his sister's want for pancakes, and then sees this machine, the manliness tester, where if he can win it, he can win a free stack of pancakes. And so he goes up, and it's, I'm still not really sure how, because the way Dipper treats it is that it's like a grip tester, and in a second I will share why it's confusing, is because he goes and grips it, and it goes all the way, I'm trying to see.
Yeah, it goes up to like the third marker.
Well, I was trying to remember everything. It was Wimp, like, I'm trying to remember what it was. I can't remember what like all the different things were. It was like the top one was like Manly Man. One
yeah,
was
I can
Wimp.
Try to look it up. Yeah, the bottom one's Wimp because I really emphasize that.
I thought the next one was like middle-aged mom. I don't. I don't know.
Me go back.
But yeah, while you're looking that up, it shows him he's gripping it like for the life of him, and it goes up like three or four pings. It looks very similar to like one of these carnival games. As it rises up, and then it just drops, and he gets Wimp. And then it shoots out a little card that says, he doesn't get the free pancakes, but he gets a card that says, you're a cutie patootie, as baby noises and nursery music begins playing.
Wimp, middle-aged woman, barely passable, and then man. And he makes it to man, and mm-hmm. then it drops all the way back down to Wimp.
Yeah, I thought there was one above man, but I couldn't remember.
Well, I just went to the point
of
that
what,
Dipper
yeah.
gets to.
Yeah, so anyway, that happens, and like Dipper's like, wow, this thing's broken, like there's no way, as Manly Dan comes up, the lumberjack, which
he uses his pinky.
Yeah, he just uses his pinky while like eating steak or something, and just like pushes it forward, which it's like, I thought this was a grip thing.
Yeah, I think it's Manly Man at the very top.
Yeah, and he breaks the record so bad that the machine can't handle, and it just explodes, knocking pancakes all over the place. He's like, pancakes on me, everybody! And he becomes the hero. And Dipper's just like, oh, and he's all kind of dejected, and he comes back, and pretty much Grunkle Stan's just like, oh man, like that's embarrassing for you, pretty much, like I couldn't imagine being such a wuss, and like Mabel like kind of jumps in on it as well, and he gets all embarrassed and like runs into the woods.
You missed the whole part about the important thing, the crux of a lot of this is him trying to show off his chest hair.
Oh yes, yeah, he tries. He's like, yeah, I had a chest hair there this morning. And, like, he pulls down his shirt to show off his chest hair. And it's like the beacons of Gondor have been lit because Mabel and...
They're blinded.
Yeah. Mabel and Stan are just like, ah! Put it away! It's, if they could have paid the rights for it, I'm pretty sure they would have just been like, blinded by the light. But yeah, so that happened, and Dipper gets embarrassed as he runs into the woods. I'm just going to go forward a little bit, and then I will go back and start the second storyline, because I can't remember
it's fine, yeah,
what
just
happens
do,
where. So
just finish out Dipper's and then go back
yeah.
to Mabel's.
So Dipper, he runs in the woods, and he's like, tries to train. I think he's like trying to like bench press a stick.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't like the same thing done? I almost said Mickey Mouse. Dude, oh my god. Okay, quick side note. My niece, she was watching tons of Mickey Mouse, and there's like that new Mickey Mouse show, and I realized like I heard people like reference this song. It might have been my brother's. I don't know if it's like been referenced in like other places. But like every episode of this Mickey Mouse Clubhouse show ends with them singing hot dog dun 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 dun.
Yes.
And it's like
Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. My nephew was watching that for a while. And I think, if I remember right, my boyfriend pointed out that he's pretty sure that's a They Might Be Giants song. Or at least it sounds like they're the ones that did the particular song for that show.
Could be.
And for the longest time, because we were like stuck in the car while my sister was driving around her nephew, and then we were in the car with him, we would just start going, hot dog, hot dog, hot diggity dog.
Yeah. So my niece was I don't know. She's moved away to that from like this show called like Bear and something.
Bear in the Big Blue House.
No, no, no. It's not Bear in the Big Blue House. It's like a CGI. I'm guessing it's from Japan, just by kind of how everything flow, like the animation style. But it's like this really cutesy Japanese. Sorry, not Japanese. I meant to say it's really cutesy animation where everyone looks like. As I told my brother, I'm like, this is what where all the animals from that Animal Crossing Island game go when you kick them off your island. They all go back here. That kind of
style.
Yeah, it's not completely like Animal Crossing, but it's like, I'll have to like text my brother and ask. I'll text him like, I don't know, when you take the wheel for a second, see if I get an answer for the end of the episode. So anyway, he does that. Oh, I also forgot. There's another important thing where Dipper, before he runs in the woods, and he is talking to pretty much he's just said that he wasn't. This is before he even did the test, and they're just like, it's like, yeah, you don't have chest hair, and it's like, let's not talk about the incident that we caught you with. And then it like kind of flashbacks to Dipper singing Disco Girl, a hit by the hit Icelandic group. I'm trying to see if it
Baba.
Yeah, it's Baba. I'm just trying to remember because they say the same thing. A top 40 hit song by the Icelandic group Baba that that the two people are a fan of. Let's see, yeah. And it's every time I hear it, it's like I want to have the actual song.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's I'm like looking at this like, wow, they wrote like actual the whole lyrics to this. We have a disco girl coming through. That girl is you. Oh, whoa.
Yeah, it's funny hearing Dipper sing it in the one bit in his flashback, because I was like, oh, I know what this song is, but clearly we're not allowed to use this song.
Legally distinct song.
Yeah, legally distinctly different song.
Mm-hmm. So he runs in the woods. He tries to like bench press a stick. And he's like, this is stupid, and pretty much. And then the ground begins shaking as he sees Manly Dan run. Apparently he has teleporting powers because he was definitely still in that place
before Dipper left, yeah.
Yeah, but he's just like,
run for your lives.
Manly Dan's just like, yeah, get out of here. And as like these trees and everything come out, and I think Dipper even just sees her and he's like, just like trying to do a manly yell.
Deepens his voice, yeah.
And hides behind like a rock as this, like, well, I'll correct it in a second, but just for people who haven't watched the show, a Minotaur comes out and he's just like super angry looking at all this stuff. And Dipper's hiding behind a log to where. He gets spotted, and Dipper thinks he's about to get killed by this creature, and it turns out all he wanted was Dipper's beef jerky that he just pulled out after he couldn't like do the bench press.
Yeah, and I think the jerky on it says you're inadequate, and Dipper's like, yep, got that right, jerky.
Well, this it has a link on the wiki, and yeah. Says real man jerky, and it's like a Hulk Hogan kind of picture saying, yeah, just like, you're inadequate. So anyway, all that happens, and he's like, "Oh, are you a Minotaur?" And he's like, "No, I'm a Manitar." I can't remember when it is. Like he's like looking at him at different, sits down, and like pulls a deer out of a bush, and he's just like, "Oh no, he's gonna eat him!" And just uses him as a back scratcher and just lets him go. Yeah, so he tells him that his name is Chutzpar. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, and that he's called he's a Manitar. And that he was just there for the jerky. And Dipper's room was like, "I have problems."
The Manitar, he goes, "I smell emotional issues."
Yeah. "I smell emotional issues."
And Dipper's like, "I have a manly problem."
Yeah.
So then he sits down and offers a seat next to him to Dipper.
It's just funny because, like, the whole thing, you're just expecting him just to, like, "How dare you?" and pointing the lap, like, kind of how everyone, he just sits down and he's like, "Tell me, little man." And then, and Dipper's just like, can you show me, like, some pointers? And Chutzpah agrees. And then, a line that as soon as I heard it again, I was like, I remember the first time I watched it, I was like, "They said that?" Where Chutzpah tells Dipper, "Climb onto my back hair, and I'll take you to the man cave." And, he goes and runs through the forest, breaks through a wall of a cave as there's a whole bunch of different Manitars just doing all these different things, all these different workouts and stuff.
Yeah.
And they're like, they ask him to introduce himself, and he's like, "My name's Dipper." And they're like, "What the?" And he's like, "The Destructor?" And they're like, okay.
Yeah, because all their names are like Pituitor and... Yeah. All very different ways of saying Manitar.
I thought some of them were like, I don't know, that might be a little bit later, but I thought like there was like Pector and like Bite. They're like all like muscle groups, like Tri. It's like Septor and like, but so he's like, "Hey, can you help me out?" And they're all like, "No." And then Dipper's like, "Oh, yeah, I guess you guys aren't manly enough to show me how to be a man," or something like that. And they're like,
"We're all chickens."
Yeah. And he's like, "He's using some sort of mind manipulation." And then they're like, "Fine, we'll show you how to do it, be a man." And and that's where that happens. At the same time, we go back to Mabel and Stan, where they're just talking, and Lazy Susan brings Stan his meal, and Stan's just like, "You cup of honey," or what he calls it, says something like
a lot of like
and
nicknames and
And Mabel's like, "Wait a second, stop it." And then Mabel puts together that Stan likes Lazy Susan, and so she makes it her mission, with the help of Wendy and Seuss, to get Stan to get a date with Lazy Susan.
Yeah, and I remember the crux of this was she was saying, like, maybe we were too hard on Dipper, and Grunkle Stan's like, "No, it's fine." And she was like, "You have to have a soft spot too." And then she's like, "Oh, you have a soft spot for Lazy Susan." He's like, "What are you talking about?"
No. There we go. Here, I'm going to text my brother right now to find out what that show is.
Yeah. So then while you're doing that. So then they start, she begins her own process of trying to figure out what it is for Grunkle Stan that she can do to make him dateable, essentially. So she has her, like, before picture she takes of him, but he's sitting there at the table eating, I forget, was it, like, cereal or something? And she takes the picture and he jumps back and is screaming, and she's like, "Ah, I'm so excited."
Yeah, well... Doesn't he show her, or she show him the picture? He's like, "Ugh."
Yeah, and then I forget the exact next steps, but I do remember at one point Wendy's like, "This is not possible. You can't pull this off. This is your Grunkle Stan's not going to be a dateable person."
I have the name of the show.
Okay.
It's the fastest he's ever answered me back. Then he might be eating dinner with her. Brown and Friends.
Not familiar.
Yeah, I think it's very new.
Okay.
But yeah, it's it is. That show, my niece, while watching the show, proceeded to almost wreck the house. To where we had to tell her to settle down. And she's like, no! I also wasn't helping with that. But anyway, yeah, so they pretty much do like a role play kind of thing. Just like, Seuss is dressed up like Lazy Susan. And
he's soft like a lady.
Yes. I'm like, every time I hear Lazy Susan, I'm like, that is a hilarious name.
So, especially given her her eye.
Yep. But yeah, so I also just find it really funny that it's just like, I know it's supposed to show how gross Stan is, but it's just like, he has his two employees there. One is definitely a minor, and he's just standing there in his boxers and in like tank top, just gross and sweaty, just trying to pretend with his other employee to like get a date. And it's just like, man, different times. But, yeah, I can't remember the line that he says, but Stan is walks up to Seuss and looks him in the eyes and just, it's like, so what are you doing? just like no, that's not it. And then it's like, I know what we need, montage music. And
kicks off both her and Dipper's huge montage. Yeah,
I'm trying to see if I can find the song, just called Training Montage. It's got some funny lyrics here. So like, I'm trying to remember what everything is, where pretty much yeah, Dipper's doing like all these different, oh, I think it starts off with like Dipper, like it shows his first thing is like, you got to stick your hand in the hole of pain, in the pain hole. And it's just like, do I have to? And he's like, yes. And he sticks it down, and that's like, it does one of the cuts for commercials, just like, ah! Just like this scream. And but anyway, it shows like Dipper doing all these different challenges while Mabel is trying to like get Stan to like be presentable and look good to impress Lazy Susan. Mm-hmm. But the lyrics are pretty good, where it's like, when a tiger roars and the mountain cries, you gotta dream the dream, you gotta win the prize, you gotta go the miles, you gotta face the trials. And excuse me, that's the first verse. And then it's like, never lose sight of the sights you see. That's a pretty funny line. And you gotta believe your beliefs are real. Now you're drinking from, that's right, because they're these next few parts, they're just narrating what is happening.
Exactly what's
so
happening,
it's like,
yeah.
Now you're drinking from a fire hydrant, where it shows that Chedzar like bit off the fire hydrants, which the cops are earlier complaining about. It's like, why do the
fire
hydrants?
There's a mystery, yeah.
Yeah, and this is why. And it's like, teach your uncle how to wear a cummerbund, which I don't think that goes too well for him. And it's like, and now you're going to jump a crazy gorge, and it's like, you keep shaving that hairy uncle, where Mabel just cuts to Mabel just shaving Stan's chest. And then I can't remember what the next thing is, and it's just like, because the next lyric is, because the guy doesn't know either. He's like, I really don't know what's happening in this part. And then he's like, ow, your heart's on fire, and the fire's in your heart. And I think that it ends with like Mabel kind of like, just like, because as soon as she shaves Grunkle Stan's chest, like the hair immediately grows back.
Mm-hmm.
And like, it's just her just like, just shaving until
out.
Like,
yeah,
until it all disappears. So all that ends. Dipper is now like in the final trials, as they give him tattoos like all over, which I think it's what, Tough Dude or something. I don't have a picture of everything, and that says, but he has
like a skull and fire on him as well.
He's got like a snake on his stomach or something like that. Mm-hmm. And at this point, he's just like, they're like, yeah, I guess I'm a, and yeah, they're all sitting like in a sauna kind of thing. And he's like, yeah, I guess I'm a pretty tough dude right now, aren't I? And they're just like, oh yeah. And he's like, you have one more test, and they take him to Leader Tour. And he is the most intense character in there.
My favorite part is they go, this is Leader Tour, and Dipper sees the old man. He's like, is he the oldest? Is he the wisest? I don't really get it. And then he just gets eaten.
Yeah,
they're like, that's Leader Tour.
Yeah. He's like, that was the sacrifice. That's Leader Tour. And it's just this giant
hulking
black Manator just staring down at him, just like, what are you doing?
Like what you'd imagine from like ancient Greek stories of Minotaurs.
Mm-hmm. So they do all that, and and he's like, they're pretty much like, he's like, I don't know if Dipper can do it, and Dipper's like, I can do this. And so they give him the task, and he's like, you have to bring back the multi-bear's head.
And as he pulls a spear out of his own chest.
A spear out of his chest. Which I'm like, I wonder if that was originally like supposed to be red blood, and that got a,
a big sensor.
No. And so it's like green gloop. But and he's like, I don't know if I can do that. And then Chud Zord like picks up Dipper's bat back and pulls out a Disco Girl. The Disco Girl, and he's just like, is this yours? He's like, no, I don't know what that is. Just kind of puts it in every video game cartoon character's infinite storage space on their back, because it just disappears.
Mm-hmm.
Until later. They tell him to, and he's like, fine, I'll go do this. And I watch this and I'm like, oh, hey, it's like Prey, as he runs through the forest and jumping up trees and over like gorges and up a mountain, because it's the tallest peak. And he sees the multivar there, and he goes in and he challenges the multivar to a fight. And like, I think the multivar's like, do we have to do this? And he's like, yeah. And he's like, okay.
Yeah, he's like, all right, I guess you'll die.
Yeah. And so they fight, and Dipper somehow. And the multivar is, let's see, it is, I'm looking at a picture right now. It's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 heads in its front area. It's got a head coming out of like each like rib section. I think a head on the belly. And then it's just got another full bear on its back.
Yeah, and just lying on its back, as it looks in the picture. Yeah, my favorite bit is, I think, what is it? Before Dipper goes, he's like, what's a multi-bear? Is it, like, a regular bear? And they're like, you will know when you find them. And he's like, okay.
He did. he fights them, and he wins. And he's about to kill the multi-bear, and he's like, wait, before you kill me, can you just play? I would like to go out to my favorite song. And he's like, sure, I can do that. And he's like, yeah, so the tape's already in there, just hit play. And his favorite song is Disco Girl. And Dipper's like, wait, you like Disco Girl too? And he's like, yes, this is my favorite song. But those Manotaurs just keep bullying me because I like a top 40s hit Icelandic group Baba. And like Dipper's like, me too. And pulls out the
Somebody
album.
Understands me.
Yeah. So
it's
they
a
just...
top 40 for a reason.
Said no one ever. So yeah, they just hang out. They become best friends pretty much. And
they finish the lyrics together.
Yeah. And then it cuts back to Dipper going back to the Manotaurs and just like, I'm not doing your challenge. This is ridiculous. Oh, I forgot to say one thing before he goes and hunts the multivar, which I think it's like one of my favorite the scenes that just makes me laugh. It just shows like how metal Leotard is, because like when he's Dipper says, "Yeah, I'll go do this," Leotard just like, "Yeah," and just is like breathing fire out of his like bull nose, and I'm just like, what the heck, man? He's so cool. So like
stupid. Extra.
Yeah. Yeah, it's no extra and cool, and I wouldn't want to be him. And there's but anyway, he goes back and they're like, "Wait, you didn't kill him?" And they're just like, "Yeah." And he pretty much tells him like, "He's a pretty cool dude," like, and they're just like, and all of a sudden he's like, "So what if he likes the," and he says, they say like the top 40 Iceland group. Mm-hmm. And like all this stuff, and they're all staring at him, and they're like, "Dipper, you're a loser." They're like something like that, and it's just like, "You're a little baby," and they all like make fun of him, and they're just like, "Okay, everyone, let's first," they all like run away and just kind of leave him there. Oh, I never mind, I'm not gonna share that story, because it's there's a scene in the show where they— do you know, have you heard the term rat tail?
Yes.
Yeah, so there's a scene where they do that. Where I went to school. I will keep this as vague as possible, but it's that whole practice is in the rules as a no-no and illegal to do anywhere, because some guys were rat tailing in the shower area and things were opened that shouldn't. So we'll leave that up to the imagination. And every time I see a rat tail happen in anything, that is what my brain goes to.
I'm like, I don't know if many people call it rat tail. At first I thought you were referencing the hairstyle, then I realized you're referencing the towel whip.
Yeah, I have always heard it called a rat tail, but I don't know. Yeah, the whipping the towel. But anyway,
wounds.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, they go and do that. They all leave him, and Dipper's like, "Well, this sucks," and goes back down to the diner. At the same, while this is all going on, Mabel is unable to get Stan to get to the level that she wanted him to get to.
Yeah, she does the comparison of before and after, and he looks worse.
Yeah. And Wendy says something to— I think Wendy says something, and I can't remember what the line is. But Mabel's just like, it's like, "Yeah, I guess your uncle is pretty unfixable," or something like that. It's like, yeah, Lazy Susan like just has a lot of— like, she likes unfixed, like, broken things. Like, all— just, yeah, just like,
The pie showcase. Spinny thing. Yeah.
And that's when Mabel's like, "Wait a second. Stan, Uncle Stan, follow me, and don't put on any pants." And he's like, "Finally, something I can follow." And so, they go to the diner, and, Mabel lists off, like, a whole bunch of things of, like, why she should date Stan, "Hey, yeah, he's not perfect, but you collected broken things, and he could be an ongoing project." And I think the last line is like, "And plus, people in your age group should just lower their standards, because men don't live as long as women, and your dating pool's getting smaller." Yeah. So, yeah, and it's just like, what? But
not a positive thing was said.
Yep. And so, and she like is shocked and just walks away, and they're like— and Mabel's like, "I'm sorry," and then she's like, "Where are you going? Here's my number," and then gives them pie on the house, and they're just like, "Yeah, this is great," to where they're all sitting there eating pie. Dipper comes back, all dejected, out of his Manitar costume, which I realize is like really weird to see him without his vest, but he comes and sits down. And they're like— Stan's like, "What the heck were you doing?" And he tells him, like, pretty much. And
no, I like how he opens up. He's like, "Well, I don't want to talk about it." And Grunkle Stan's like, "Perfect. I don't want to hear about it." And he goes, "So you see." And he's like, "Oh, here we go." Yeah.
And so, yeah, he pretty much gives him the whole rundown of trying to, like, what he had to do. And Grunkle Stan, like, without even, like, missing a beat, looking at him, was like, oh, that sounds pretty manly to me. And he's just like, definitely, yeah, wait, what? He's like, yeah, you pretty much stood up to for yourself no matter what anybody else said. And that's pretty manly. And Dipper's like, what? Oh, okay. And then Mabel's like, oh, Dipper, do you have a chest hair? And like he looks and he's like, I do. This is amazing. This is awesome. And Mabel plucks it out because this whole episode she's scrapbooking. Mm-hmm. And just like, for the scrap, she claims it as, see the line in here, scrapbookertoonery. And yeah, and that's when Grunkle Stan tells Dipper, if there's anything like him, he'll grow out a whole lot more chest hair.
Yeah, he's like, there's more from where that came from, and Dipper freaks out.
Yeah, they all start laughing. He's like, that is truly disgusting. to where, and they all kind of laugh as it cuts and it begins rolling credits, to where Stan realizes the gate that he has opened as he is on his message 36 of Lazy Susan calling him to tell him about her cats and everything and how they want to say hi and why he doesn't want to ever talk with them. Like, why does he never want to talk with her? And just like, where are you? And yeah, Stan goes crazy and just the episode ends.
No, she's like, say hi. Yeah. Say hi. And Stan is just staring into space, listening to this message live record next to him.
He's like, what have I done? Yes. So, this is a good episode, as I said. Yeah,
for a while, it was my favorite episode, just because, like, the whole progress of... I think I just like the whole discussion, more or less, where Dipper's like, I need to be something more, I need to be something else. And then just him realizing that he doesn't have to be there, like, oh, that's manly of you to stick to your guns. And it's like, oh. But something about the multi-bear having a love of the same music as Dipper is very funny to me for some reason.
It is good.
It's a fun twist.
I'm trying to, like, scroll back through the episodes and see if I can find the one. I think it might have been Monsters. Oh, my goodness. Okay, I'm in 21, so... There's a lot of these episodes.
All right, while you just go through stuff, in the... Oh, goodness. But yeah, so in the series continuity, which we've been trying to point out as we've been going through the show, because again, as the episode goes on, more and more things will connect and then become like part of this really big plot. Mm-hmm. But the Merpeople are mentioned, which is in a later episode. The Manitars also mention the gnomes and where they live, because they explain that like the Merpeople live in the water. Forgot where he said the gnomes live, and he's like, but us Manitars, we live in man caves, and is like really excited about that. And then in her scrapbook that Mabel's collecting, like you said, she's in a big scrapbooking kick on this episode. She flips through and she has a picture of Dipper with Wax Stan's body from the previous episode.
Yeah, I saw that and was like, ah, that's funny.
And then this site, the fandom thinks that the fish episode might be from the Legend of the Gobblewonker episode, which I could see, because they did take a lot of photos that day with fish and fishing on the boats. But otherwise, there doesn't seem to be other continuities. Let's see. But obviously, so if you have ever heard of ABBA versus BABBA, you know, Disco Girls, Dancing Queen, just rewritten to be legally distinct and very different.
Oh, that's interesting. So in the trivia, the scene where Lidar eats the sacrifice, it's actually cut in some releases due to stricter censorship policies and other international franchises of Disney. Okay, I knew this was weird and I forgot to look it up after watching it. One of the manly things one of the Minotaurs or Manotaurs brags about is possessing three Y chromosomes, where in reality mm-hmm. that trait has been found to cause impotence and low testosterone, among other conditions and similar conditions. And it's like it does the exact opposite of what he's claiming. It's not making him manly. It's like, no, that that counteracts itself.
Yeah, there's not a big list of goofs for this episode, so I don't think I'll list them. But all right, then that brings us to our next fun tidbit. Let me see. Oh, I don't have the spreadsheet open.
I do. Ha ha.
Then ask me the question.
Okay, what's your favorite candy cane?
Not the cursed ones.
Okay.
No clamdy canes for me, please.
So hot. What character is your... I'm going to roll to find out which one I asked first. I didn't give a number to it, so which one's your favorite?
So my favorite this episode is... Oh, goodness, I didn't realize I was so tired. Multi-Bear, without a question.
I should have seen that coming.
Yeah, for the longest time, Multi-Bear was, you know, like on social media, you can have banners and things like Twitter and such. Mm-hmm. Multi-Bear was my banner for a while. Just something about, I don't know if it was just the image of what Multi-Bear looked like or the concept of a Multi-Bear being like, play me my final song as I die, as you choke me to death and rip my head off to give to the Manotaurs who bully mm-hmm. me all the time. But he was the manliest of all. He always stuck to his guns.
Yeah.
He didn't care that he was bullied by a whole cave full of Manotaurs.
Yeah, as he was like left alone for his whole life. Mm-hmm. Who's a hermit?
Who's your favorite?
I don't know. Multi-Bear is great. But if I got to think of the person that just cracked me up. I don't know. Leotard was also great. And he also has that great scene. I'm going to go... bring it up so that way Chutzpah is pretty good, the first one that's just trying to be Dipper's Manotaur friend. Yeah, it's Chutz Par.
Okay. Yeah, and that brings me back to who I feel like I most like this episode. I don't know if I have a good answer for this one. If you have an idea, you can go first. I'll have to think on it.
Yeah, I don't know who I would be most like as well, because like I could see myself being like a Manotaur, but to like certain people.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, on certain people, I could be a Multi-Bear. And to other people, actually, no, because I know people tried to. I know people tried to set me up on dates, and it wasn't like Grunkle Stan where I went with it. I was like, no, what are you doing?
Well, like... Grunkle Stan could have been self-sabotaging as well, because remember at the end, she's like, is that throw up on your shirt? He's like, I cannot answer that question.
I don't know. Because, like, you go through it, like, the main characters is, like, Dipper's trying to, like, find self-worth, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Mabel is trying to like
soften Grunkle Stan.
Grunkle Stan is kind of just like, well, I'm going to get something out of all this, so I'll humor my niece or grandniece.
Seuss is playing along.
Yeah, Seuss is just like there.
Wendy's also just there.
Yeah, Wendy thought it'd just be a fun way to get out of work.
Mm-hmm.
Lazy Susan doesn't really even know what's going on until the end. The Manotaurs are just, like, bros that are just like, yeah.
We wrestle and we fight and you have Tyler Cute Biker deciding on his shirts and Christmas shopping.
It would have been great if, like, in another episode, he's still there trying to figure out which shirt. I think it's just the first time he shows up and he doesn't say, get him!
One of the earlier ones, yeah.
He does, yeah.
So. I think I think he has like tiny dialogue in another episode, but I'm blanking right now which one it might be.
Leader Tar is just like, do it or I'll beat you up. Chunsar, out of all the Manitars, seems like, until the very end, he's like pro Dipper and is just like wants to see him succeed, and then it's just like, ah, you're a loser. And then
yeah, he goes with the mind think, the group think.
And Multivere's just, oh, my headphones are about to die. Multivere's just chilling.
Yeah. I guess for me, out of everyone, I feel like I'm probably, it's hard to say. I'm also delaying time until you have your headset back on. Hey, you have your headset back.
There we go. Yes, I was like, probably, and I was like, hold up, the thing's on the other side.
I was thinking I might be Wendy in that I sit back and I know it's not going to work, but I'm not going to stop you. And I think it'd be entertaining along the way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everyone's like, yeah, we got to change them. We got to do all these things. And I'm like, okay.
Have fun.
Go for it. Yeah, I'm not an active participant, but I'm also not trying to be like Dipper where... if Dipper was present, Dipper would probably be like, no, guys, we shouldn't be doing this. So for... I think I'm going to put myself Wendy for this episode.
Mm-hmm. So, I feel, after going through all of those things, I remember something that my mom told me, and then I had other people tell me that my mom told them about me, where they were like, you go to the beat of your own drum.
Mm-hmm.
And... I feel like that's what Multivere kind of does. And so I feel like I would align the most to Multivere because I'm not like Dipper. I'm not trying to prove myself to other people or really find self-worth. And like, I probably could be like a Wendy, but no, I wouldn't. Because if I was in that position, I'd be like, why are we doing this? This is the stupidest thing I've ever seen. Just like, I would be super against it. So... Mm-hmm. Multivere, because a lot of people in my life think I just sit alone in my cave anyway.
Okay, so there it is. So far in our list, I have that D-Pain has the most, like, so far is two Mabels across two episodes.
Mm-hmm.
And I have two Wendys and two Dippers across the six episodes.
Yeah, I also have a lot of, well, yeah, Multivere and Free Pizza Guy, I think they show up, like, Free Pizza Guy is in other episodes, but he's not, like, a talking character.
Mm-hmm.
But he's there, and I think a lot of these characters will show up, like, at the end again.
Yeah, and again, they're still developing. We're still learning more about them each week. But, yeah, do you have anything else to add along Dipper and finding his manliness?
Well... I just saw what the next episode is, and Dipper's exploration into himself continues. Next
Fun.
Episode.
Character development.
Multiple developments.
So thanks everyone for listening. If you made it this far, we always appreciate you. We would double appreciate it if you interacted with us in some way. So leaving a rating or review on your preferred podcast service, leaving comments like subscriptions on our YouTube channel, replying, liking, or commenting on tweets that we put out. And if we spot any of those, we'll be sure to give you a shout out in the next episode. If we don't spot them, yell at us, send us DMs. We have plenty of links on how you can find us outside of just listening to us or watching us on YouTube. So yeah, thank you.
Yep. Till next time. Bye.